Manchester United's Harry Maguire has called on social media companies to stop these pathetic trolls after his teammate Paul Pogba was racially abused online after missing a penalty. He's called for a stricter verification process for anyone creating an account. England women's manager Phil Neville says action needs to be taken by football authorities to tackle the abuse of players on social media.
People probably think it's going away, but it's not. It might be even getting worse. And I think social media is a platform now that gives certain people the opportunity to be racist, to be sexist, to be homophobic. And I just think as a football community, we need to probably get together and help police this a little bit better.
So would you be in favour of stricter laws? Tom Slater from Spiked Online's with us. Morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Sorry for keeping you waiting because of that woman and the commentator Emma Wolf. Good morning to you, Emma.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. What do you think, Tom?
Well, I think that, of course, anyone seeing the sort of messages that were sent the way of Paul Pogba would find this stuff disgusting and really want something to be done about it. I think that the worry, as with any of these discussions, is does a particular problem and the horrible actions of a few people lead us down the road in which we end up restricting everyone's access to something? I think anonymity on the internet and on social media platforms, it can breed this kind of horrendous behaviour. People feel empowered to act in a way that they might otherwise not. But it's also very important for other people, you know, investigative journalists doing their work, people who might be gay or in a other form of minority in certain repressive communities or states. And my worry would be that if you create a situation in which anonymity is just denied across the board, as Harry Maguire and other people have been suggesting, that you just create a situation in which everyone who needs to access that anonymity can't use it. And I think we need to find different ways of trying to tackle what are really social problems rather than, you know, technical problems.
Well, you say that, although, Emma, for people to, you know, for people to open up a Facebook or Twitter account, they have to prove their ID. You think of the levels of abuse that would vanish overnight with these keyboard warriors if that were to happen.
Exactly. I'm all for free speech, and I agree with what Tom has said about that, but only for me, it's only with accountability. And I believe, strongly believe, that, you know, we've got to end this kind of anonymity. It is the keyboard warriors. There's nothing that you should be saying if you're not willing to put your name to it, and at least be traceable. Now, I do think there are certain forums, I completely accept, there are certain forums like mental health forums or maybe investigative journalism, I don't know, where you So say you're on a mental health board, and I've done a lot of work on these, and, you know, people don't want to reveal their true identity. That's fine, but you should still register and you should still be traceable. In other words, you don't... 99%, and I don't get trolled a lot, but 99% when I get abusive comments or nasty comments or whatever, it's from someone who's anonymous. 99% of the time, they'll have a stupid name and then they'll have a cat or a green monster or whatever as their profile picture on Twitter. So I would say that the racist abuse, the homophobia, the violence, the trolling, all of that would end, and it doesn't happen when an account is genuine and when someone is using their real name. You know why? Because people are cowards. People who send out racist abuse, people who send out homophobic abuse or just nasty stuff, just say nasty things about you on the radio, whatever.
Some of them are also stupid. It's got to be said. Yeah. You know, there was one guy openly said he wanted to put a bullet in my head and put his full name out there. Some of them are crazy.
Okay, but 99% of the time that you get stuff like that, wouldn't you say it's anonymous?
Absolutely. Yeah. And Tom, Twitter these days and Facebook, in terms of its reach, how many people it's communicating with. Mm-hmm. They are sometimes bigger than newspapers, sometimes bigger than BBC and ITV programmes, for goodness sake. The reach, the power of social media to reach people is phenomenal. You know, so if you take my, and I'm not a big player, some of these presenters, etc., have millions of followers. I have 250,000 followers. So imagine if I was one of these trolls hiding behind some type of anonymity. I can then spread a derogatory, offensive, possibly criminal message about someone to 250,000 people. Then if that's retweeted, you're up into the millions. Does there not need to be control around this, Tom?
Well, I think that's an important point. And it is worth remembering as well that the fact that, again, if you had some just racist scumbag watching that match the other night, seeing Pogba miss that penalty, you know, in times past, he might have just mouthed off something horrendous to his mates. But given social media, you know, they do have a means through which they can post this message. People will see it. Newspapers will report it. Sometimes people will retweet it, either to denounce it or to agree with it, etc. That's something we need to kind of wrap our heads around. My concern, again, just comes back to this question of how will this kind of anonymity question work? You know, we're very concerned these days about the amount of data, the amount of information that companies like Facebook have. We're very concerned about even how the big social media companies seem to be not impervious to things like data breaches. I think handing over information to these companies is not necessarily the best way.
But all we're asking them to do is to be accountable. When you open a bank account, you have to give your name, you have to give your ID. All we're asking them to do, if they want an account on social media, is to register their name. In what way is that? I mean, yeah, the data breach. Well, that's a much bigger problem about people looking after our data and GDPR and all of that. And some of these companies, you know, it's crazy how kind of lackadaisical. And I think there's a wider issue about people just handing on stuff. You often get, you know, your addresses and email and all sorts handed on to other people. That's wrong. But we are talking about nasty people saying racist stuff, or even just trolling, just saying unpleasant things to people online. What is wrong with asking them to register and to be, and just accountability? If you want to say something, fine, you say it, but you say it from who you are.
What's your objection to this, Tom?
My objection to this is, first of all, I'm concerned about giving these social media companies even more information than we already have, more sensitive information, passport information, driver's license information. This is something that really deeply concerns me. I'm also concerned about the knock-on effects this would have for web anonymity more broadly, because again, we can talk about having a kind of model in which you can log your details and use an avatar, but again, that would still have a chilling effect, I think, on people who really feel like they need to be left hidden. And then finally, it's also this question of, will it sort out this problem? Because the thing about the kind of phenomenon of trolling and racist trolling, people sending death threats, a lot of the time, these are kind of targeted campaigns by very computer literate people. And Jamie Bartlett, who's written a lot about this topic, has said, if you outlaw anonymity, you can just create a situation where the outlaws can still be anonymous. They will find ways around these problems. It's not necessarily just, although it is sometimes, idiots sounding off and not really thinking about it. It's often very targeted. And I think we could just be in a situation where everyone loses anonymity, but at the same time, it doesn't actually get to the root of this very specific problem.
Well, I think you're always going to have problems maybe with the dark web and the people that know how to get around things. That's always going to be a problem with the internet. But I think you would actually wipe out 99% of the low level, you know, the unpleasant and even the racist, homophobic stuff. I think you'd wipe that out in an instant if people had to say who they were.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much. Really interesting discussion, actually. Thank you, Emma. Thank you, Tom.